Christmas called me last week to tell me it wasn't coming this year. At first, I thought it was joking. Christmas does that sometimes, pulls that goofy, transparent prank, makes you think this might be the year that it doesn't show up. And then last minute, there it is, with that paid time off smile, stringing lights, stoking the fire, decorating the fake tree, trying to convince us that eggnog isn't fucking disgusting. But this year, Christmas sounded as serious as black ice. After a long, awkward pause, I asked why. I imagined the face of Christmas on the other end of the line, trying to mask its displeasure, trying to convince me it didn't have a specific reason, saying something lame like it didn't feel like it this year, punctuated with an apathetic shrug and averted eyes. But then Christmas snapped and started rambling off reason after reason as if he had them written down on a list, a Christmas piss list. Everyone is too far away. It's too much of a hassle. It doesn't have time this year. It's out of money. The car's head gasket won't see February. Another four-week onslaught of those goddamn songs playing everywhere. And sleigh bells. Who on earth came up with the idea of sleigh bells? Christmas said it's been overseas last summer, seeing people starve, seeing people killing each other, generally devolving while polluting the planet. But mostly Christmas said it's just really tired of wrapping shit. Christmas is always wrapping shit. Surprises and disappointments, the joys of childhood, the supplication of spouses, obligations and excess, miscalculation, and those, oh, fuck it, this will do presents. Stacking, sorting, labeling, mailing, returning. As it rambled on, Christmas got angrier, said it felt more out of touch these days. No one understands Christmas. They say they do. Every fucking person says they do, but that's bullshit, Christmas screamed on the phone. No one ever talks to Christmas anymore. No one cares how it feels. No one considers its fears, its frustrations, or the fact that maybe it's hungry, or it's dissatisfied, or maybe it doesn't want another goddamn sweater. Christmas paused and cooled off a bit. Said that after New Year's, it was taking some time off, going skiing or maybe to a tropical beach somewhere. Christmas Island, I suggested. I didn't even get as much of a snicker in return. Christmas said it was tired of giving, tired of the responsibility of being joyful every year, tired of plucking the bad memories out of the bowls of warmed-over nostalgia. It didn't see the point anymore, tired of the incessant need of the latest gadget, the coolest toy, or the expensive catalog clothing item that looks like shit when you try it on. The phone line became quiet. I could hear Christmas on the other end breathing. I heard the clinking of ice in its rocks glass as it took another drink. You okay, I asked. Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in a few weeks, it mumbled in reply. Another awkward pause. I could use a new power drill, I said. Christmas sighed. Shit. I'll see what I can do. Then it hung up without saying goodbye.